Hello and welcome to my latest Match Pod review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. We want players out, we want this out. Manchester United back in action against bottom of the table, winless Wolverhampton Wanderers at Molineux. Obviously a huge game for Wolves, every game is, because they're getting stranded at the bottom of the table. But it's for me, it's as big a game for Manchester United after their recent performances, which, well, let's be perfectly honest, haven't been very good. I mean, the Everton one, unacceptable. The West Ham one, I mean, I'd argue that's unacceptable too, because you get yourself in the lead in a match between two poor teams and you can't even hold on. And then the Palace game, it's a good win. It's a good win. But if you think about those three matches, people will say, well, 4 points from those three games, as my friend has said. What results were we getting last season against these teams? We drew up Crystal Palace, we lost to West Ham at home. But 4 points from nine, would have been better beating Everton and beating West Ham and losing to Crystal Palace. That's your 6 points. So United need to get back on track and they need to get some results, obviously, after, I think it's next week, I think the African Nations players go to. I mean, big misses are going to be Mbeumo and Ahmad. And, you know, Mazraoui's performances now, he's been stuck in the, one of the three centre-backs have improved. But we'll see a lot about this Manchester United side. This is a Wolves team that, as I say, they've drawn two matches and lost the rest of them. I don't know how many games we've played this season, maybe 13-14, so they've been beaten in the majority of their games. They lost their last home game against Forest under new management now, so they are looking for things to change. They are better defensively, they're not leaking as many goals as they were before Rob Edwards came in, but they're just struggling to score goals. But Manchester United usually are quite happy to give teams simple situations to score a goal. As I say, I've looked back at the West Ham goal, unmarked, Bowen for the header, and nobody was anywhere near Massinga. So that will need to improve. Now, the team news is in. Aidan Heaven, who started the match against West Ham, was taken off at half time, probably because he got a booking, which, you know, he seemed a bit more assured after that. But one thing I did notice, obviously being live and West Ham shooting towards Stretford End, he couldn't put a proper challenge in, because if he put one dodgy challenge in, he would have been off. So maybe that was the reason that went off. But he starts again, and it's Shaw, Heaven and Mazraoui is the three at the back, with Ahmad and Dalot as the wide players. Yes, as you guessed it, Bruno and Casemiro still playing central midfield. The front three is Mbeumo. Cunha back at his old club, maybe he'll be the catalyst. It's Mason Mount. Mason Mount is back in, so everything's all right then. So let's see what he can produce. So it's that fluid front three. I think that's the front three that played against Liverpool, I think. So if we can put in that kind of performance, at least with the battling side of that performance, I know the goal would be helpful as well, so we'll see how things pan out. I mentioned sort of towards the end of the last pod that the manager's back on sack watch, and he is. Losing to Wolves tonight will be a disaster, and obviously the way the game goes, it's unlikely he will go, but the pressure is back on. As I say, you win those three matches, you don't put in stellar performances, you don't get the results you should get in the matches post that. And then the Everton performance, which was a disgrace. The West Ham performance, which was shocking as well. I mean, not as bad as the Everton men. Everton allow you to play against 10 men. And obviously the Palace sort in between, sort of people think, well, United are sort of slowly but surely getting back on track. As I say, Palace are now fourth. Yes, it's a tight league, but Palace have played good football. Palace have been progressive this season. United haven't. They've regressed in regards of that three wins in a row, and the football in the last three matches has been poor, to say the least. As I say, since we've gone back, just the basics of football: control, pass, tackle, effort, fight, just not there. And smacks to me of players. not necessarily wanting the manager to get sacked, but players not doing the basic jobs that they need to do. And they can't claim tiredness because they've been playing one game a week. And this was their first round of midweek games or midweek fixtures since the Grimsby debacle this season. As I say, I'd go Everton, West Ham, then Grimsby, the three worst performances this season. And they're coming at a bad time. And United need to step up because it's trickier matches to come up with Villa away and Newcastle at home before Christmas, and Bournemouth at home again. As I say, Bournemouth side that's scored three goals in their last two visits to Manchester, to Old Trafford. So, and with the African Nation, players from the African Nations Cup leaving after the Bournemouth game, United need to get back on track. They've actually missed their opportunity to get some further points. And now they're playing catch-up. Let's see if they can at least get the 3 points tonight and push themselves up the table. So all finished at Molineux. It's finished. Wolves won the Manchester United 4. Convincing victory for Manchester United. A victory that could, I kid you not, could have United could have possibly hit double figures. I mean, I know I spoke before the pod about how West Ham were poor and we're poor. Well, I don't know what the word is for Wolves. They... I'm a side you can see from today probably going down. They're not very good. And United basically, even though they allowed Wolves back into the game in the end of the first half, they start the second half as they needed to, nice and solidly to put themselves ahead again. And then that was done with some clinical finishing and some shock of a good football. I mean, it helps when Wolves allow you to play. As I say, United do have good individual players who actually can, when they are given time and space, for some reason, can seem to be able to control the ball and play some decent passes. I mean, in regards to the first half, United had opportunities. A number of opportunities early on. I mean, Dallow was put through just after a few minutes, really should have scored, and Bruno with another shot saved well by Sam Johnston, ex-United goalkeeper. Is one of those where you're thinking, oh, is this ex-Man United goalkeeper going to, I mean, from the youth setup, he came through the youth setup, is he going to be the man of the match and basically stop United winning this game? There's some nice hustling from Casemiro. I mean, he wasn't even really pressing, but he might still manage to get in the challenge, and you're allowing that to happen in your own half. Through to Cunha. Cunha really should have shot himself, but he passed it to Bruno Fernandes. It was a poor pass, but Fernandes used his body well, shot through, but a poor, Johnston should have saved it. It was a weak effort from the goalkeeper to put United a goal up. And then Cunha had one cleared off the line. He really, really should have done better. There were some nice breaks, but sort of the final passes from United, as we saw it, that we've seen in other games, just not standard. They just seem to sort of either hold on to the ball to allow Wolves to get back in, or just make the wrong pass. Ahmad had a shot that probably should have been a handball, especially by the late handball. That was less of a handball, in my opinion, than the first one. I mean, they both were handballs, but if the second one's a handball, then the first one most definitely is. And then United sat back in the last 5 minutes of that first half and allowed Wolves to get up a little bit of head of steam. It doesn't matter who you're playing or any level. If you allow a home side to get up a little bit of head of steam, allow the crowd to get back on their side, it puts you under pressure. And some nice play. I mean, there were sort of crosses from sort of left to right, then right to left. Ahmad and Mbeumo, who you do worry a little bit, is getting a little bit of the United sickness because he has dropped off a little bit in the last few matches. And it does happen when you play for Man United, shocker. But Ahmad and Mbeumo were ball watching and not following their man. And it fell to Bellegarde, who was Wolves' best player by a long way, to equalise in stoppage time in the first half. So 1-1 at half time. And sort of you're just there just thinking, Well, I wasn't surprised by it, because this is what United do. They sit back, allow teams to get back into it. Thankfully, it wasn't in stoppage time in the 90th minute, because United cannot hold on to one goal lead. So into the second half, and United started off strong. They were pressurising Wolves, and a nice little slick bit of play. And then I think it was a run from Dalot, who's actually played quite well the last three matches. I called out the praise Amorim was giving him, because he needs to play well in a number of matches. But he's actually played well in the last three games, so credit where credit's due. Let's hope that continues, because that's got to be the whole point of it. And then he just sensibly slid it to Brian and Bumo to just tap into the empty net. To be fair, Wolves, after that, for the next sort of 5 minutes or so, they put a bit of pressure on United from long throws, crosses into the box. There was a bit of a melee at one point that United managed to clear out, because you definitely didn't want to allow Wolves back into the game straight off. That thing when they say when you've just conceded, you're at your most vulnerable. But United broke out again. Bruno Fernandes, lovely little cross, and Mason Mount, 2 goals in 3 matches. Lovely little one. That is what he's good at, reviving late in the box. Perfect ball from Bruno Fernandes into the box. 3-1, and pretty much game done, although you were still worried with United if they conceded one. Then God knows what would happen, but they did get a penalty in the last 10 minutes. Again, for me, if the first one's not a penalty, I'm not sure why the second one's a penalty. The distance is less from the second one, and I don't really see where it exactly was any different to the first one. Maybe they're thinking, yeah, we got that first one wrong, actually. We probably should have given them that. So we'll give them this one. He did lean in a little bit, but the guy put his arm out for the Hamas shot in the first half. That was given the standard yellow card, which sometimes I don't understand why that's always given. And then Bruno Fernandes put it into the back of the net. 4-1 United. There was 9 minutes of stoppage time, but it just became a training match, to be perfectly honest, in those 9 minutes. Xerxes did break away at one point after being fouled, and then he did a foul, apparently. United up in their goal difference, up to plus four on goal difference, and they're up to sixth. But to be perfectly honest, by the time they play Bournemouth next Monday night, they might be back down to 12th. You never know. It depends who's playing who, because that league is extremely tight. There's lots of I think there's like about 2 points difference between 4th and 10th or something like that. So, it is an important win for United, because you can't be losing to this Wolves side. Are shocking. They're absolutely poor. I mean, good luck to Rob Edwards. I mean, they go to Arsenal next. We're talking about one of their players. If he'd got to mention that, if he got booked again, he would have missed the Arsenal game. Maybe that's what his plan was. He wanted to get booked, but maybe the ref saw, just thought, well, you're losing 4-1. I'll let you off. And he's thinking, no, I want to be booked. But anyway, Dennis, as always, because of his obsession with Manchester United, message, sir, apparently I'll be waxing lyrical, but it's only Wolves. He's right, it is only Wolves, and I definitely won't be waxing lyrical. He seems to be really obsessed with Manchester United, his hatred for them, I don't know why. He actually doesn't want to come on the pod anymore. He wants payment. Apparently I'm making millions out of this pod, according to Dennis. But as we know with Dennis, he only likes to speak when usually when Everton end or Liverpool end or Leicester are doing well. So, he likes to send his messages, and, I like to, give him a forum on here. So credit where credit's due. United have gone to Wolves, they've got the result that they needed to get. There were no excuses. As I say, a poor Wolves side against a slightly better Manchester United side. But Wolves are being beaten by everybody, so it's for United to progress further, and that's what makes the Everton result and the West Ham result an absolute shocker, to be perfectly honest. Turning up when a team is basically really bad, and then we can just sort of stroll about and do the job. As I say, remember, Wolves got it back to 1-1, and as I say, United were strolling around, sitting back at that point. As I say, 1-1 at half-time gives you the opportunity to get further goals to win the match. Against West Ham, it was 1-0. They get the equalised 5 minutes to go. Not enough time to get a second goal. And that is important from United. United are a team that cannot hold on to one goal lead, so they need to get themselves 2 or 3 goals up. And even then, when they're 3-0 up, they nearly messed it up against Brighton. So just remember that. But talking about Brighton, we've got them in the FA Cup. The Glazers will be happy, and so will Sir Rat, a home at least. So more money in their coffers anyway. We'll see what they do in January. As I say, we'll wait till the end. It's clear and obvious that United need a midfielder. Bruno Fernandes still needs to move further forward. He played well in midfield today, but against a poor side, against better teams, it'll be interesting to see how he gets on against Bournemouth, who are actually not on the greatest of runs. I think they've sort of got the point against Chelsea, was their first one in a number of games, but their midfield is pretty solid compared to the midfield we saw today from Wolves. But United have done the job. They've won the game. They've upped their goal difference to +4. So, they've been in positive for a long, long time. And let's hope that can continue with big matches coming up. Bournemouth, who've won 3-0 at Old Trafford the last two times. They'll literally be hoping for a three-peat next Monday. So, as always, thanks for listening. All pods up at www.musglobal.co.uk. Up at their various podcast platforms, such as Spotify, Podbean, Listen Notes, Podcast Podchaser. Search for MUSC Global in your favourite search engine and it will come up. So a win and a little bit of pressure off Ruben Amorim, because I'm sure it would have been all his fault if United hadn't won this game. But players on the pitch step up to the plate, you can get the glory in that way, but you also have shown plenty of times that you know when push comes to shove, you basically can't do the shoving. So let's see what happens against Bournemouth. Another Monday night. So a week off, so they should be ready. I mean, we pretty much know sort of what the team's going to be like, probably in the middle and going for the forward. As I say, last match with Mbeumo and with Ahmad and with Mazraoui. So, that's not an excuse, though, because I think United have playing one game a week. They have players that can come back. I think hopefully Sesko is at least back on the bench next week. So, because we're going to need something up front without Mbeumo there. Obviously, Cunha had a decent enough game today. It's a shame he didn't get a goal. But maybe saving it for Bournemouth. That will do. So, anyway, as always, thanks for listening. I will be back after the Bournemouth game next Monday night.